This is a guided meditation. First ecstasy trip in a fetish club. This audio recording should never be used in a car or while operating any kind of machinery. A friend has invited you and your partner to a fetish club and given you some ecstasy to try for the first time. You took some an hour ago, and the relaxing euphoric effects are just starting to kick in. Lay down on your bed, or find a nice comfortable place like a sofa where you will not be disturbed. You may also play with yourself as you listen, so when you are comfortable we will begin. Take a deep breath and visualize the big puffy white clouds in a beautiful blue sky, and see the number 3, 3 times in the clouds. 3 3 3. Take another deep breath and as you exhale, see the number 2, 3 times in the clouds. 2 2 2. Your mind is clear. And your thoughts have slowed right down and are now floating past, floating away into the distance. Take another deep breath and as you exhale, see the number 1, 3 times in the clouds. 1 1. You are now feeling completely relaxed and at peace, feeling the ecstasy working as tiny little shimmering waves flow down your face, your shoulders and lower back, your arms, your breasts and your most private parts. You are now deeply relaxed, feeling physically and mentally calm. And as we progress, you will feel, smell, and see in your mind's eye all the sensations of the journey. The ecstasy you took earlier is now kicking in. Eyes flickering slightly as you gaze around. Feeling warm. Relaxed. And at peace with everything around you. Stretching your arms and back. A warm feeling of tingly euphoria sweeps down your back. Your eyes flicker again. Seeing white flashes. And as you close your eyes, millions of tiny white stars are flowing all around, making geometric patterns like a colorful firework display. You're inside the club now. It's really busy. And as you wander around, you notice your skin is feeling different. Like it's alive and tingling. And it feels so nice when you or your partner touch yourself. Looking around, you see that everyone is high and dancing to the music. Even in the bar area, where you're standing with your partner. Girls are walking around topless and virtually naked. Some are wearing erotic costumes. Look at that girl walking along with her breasts exposed. Small but shapely, bouncing slightly, with long hard nipples. And she's wearing black cold-up stockings, with a tiny pink G-string, her bare bottom, quivering as she is being led along by her husband, holding a leather lead attached to her neck.
It gives you a richer
picture. Reaching up, you caress your breasts and feel the strange waves of tingly pleasure sweeping up and down your body. Your breasts and nipples feel so nice each time you touch them. electrifying and so sensitive. And as you caress yourself again, an incredible feeling of euphoria rushes all over your body. And each time you touch yourself, it intensifies the feelings and makes you close your eyes, feeling the rush of tingly euphoria all over your face, arms and breasts. You are wearing a very short, black silky dress with a zip up the front. You're not wearing a bra, and the zip is pulled down quite low, showing your cleavage and beautiful sexy breasts that are almost exposed. Under your dress, you're wearing small black lacy knickers and black hold-up stockings. You've never felt so turned on and looking so incredibly sexy in your new outfit. Squeezing your partner's hand, he's feeling the same euphoric sensations as you. Placing his hand around your waist, he pulls you close, caressing your hips, then sliding his hand down onto your upper thigh, caressing your leg over your dress. You feel amazing and start moaning, squeezing his hand harder. Then he slides his other hand up the back of your dress, cupping your soft, sexy bottom. You're so high and shivering at his electrifying touch. Waves of euphoria sweep over you, making you grab the bulge in his leather shorts. The sensation of his touch makes you want more, feeling 10 times more sensitive and enjoyable than ever before. You squeeze his bulging erection again, and a rush of pleasure hits you and him again. You've never felt so turned on in your life, and you want to make love. His cock feels so hard and so much bigger. But now he's sliding his hand down the back of your knickers. You gasp in ecstasy as he rubs your other hole. You never let him touch you there normally, but tonight, you're feeling so unbelievably horny.
My extremities pulsing, tingling.
Easing the tip of his finger into your anus, you let out a little gasp and moan as you part your legs slightly, squeezing his cock yet again. The feeling's incredible, making him finger you deeper. It's so tight, and you stare up at him in surprise at what you're letting him do. Kissing you gently on the forehead, he slides his other hand down between your legs at the front. You're already wet, and as he strokes over your knickers, you let out another long moan. As another wave of euphoria sweeps down your face and body, slipping his finger up the side of your knickers, he finds you're already wet and sticky. And as he pushes his finger inside you, you nearly collapse in pleasure, trembling as the waves of ecstasy engulf your inner being. But he holds you up, still probing your most private place. The techno music is loud, and people are dancing all around you. Still inside you, he pulls your zip down a little more with his other hand, cupping and caressing your bare breasts. Then teasing you by twisting and squeezing your hard nipples. It feels so different, like your skin is alive. Your nipples are more sensitive and seem longer. And as he continues fingering you, you moan and sigh as he descends down onto your mouth, kissing each other passionately, both oblivious to all the people standing and watching nearby, watching as he caresses you without any inhibitions. Easing his zip down, you reach in and pull out his throbbing cock. But it feels so different. It looks so big and hard, People are staring, but you don't care. Pulling and squeezing him, and then pushing your other hand in to fondle his balls. And as he fingers you deeper, you moan and sigh into his mouth. The sensations you're experiencing are electric. Pushing you against the wall, he pulls your front zip down even more, exposing your breasts for all to see. And caressing and loving. Breaking the kiss, you look around. Everyone is still dancing and looking at you. But tonight you're like a different person.
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed.
Like all your inhibitions have disappeared.
Tingling sensation.
And you're not shy anymore. Full of confidence and self-assured, and more turned on than ever before.
Tingling sensation.
As he caresses your breasts, your nipples become so hard. Bending down, he takes one in his mouth, sucking and rolling it around with his tongue. You're still holding and stroking his cock, squeezing and caressing his balls. The waves of ecstasy are incredible, making your face tingle and your pussy is alive, ultra sensitive, and tingling like never before. Pulling and stroking his cock, he pushes another finger inside you. You part your legs so he can probe you deeper, moaning and sighing into his ear. You've never seen him like this before. He starts frigging you faster, two fingers deep and fast. It doesn't take long. And then you explode, jerking and trembling with his fingers still inside you, squirting all over his hand for the very first time, having the most intense orgasm of your life. The warm liquid gushes through his fingers, soaking your knickers and streaming down your bare thighs and stocking legs. Your legs give way and you nearly collapse, but he holds you up with his fingers still inside you against the wall. Eventually, you stop jerking and calm down, and easing his soaking wet hand out of your knickers. Some of the people standing behind you start clapping, telling you it was a great show. The floor is all wet, and you're both still high and buzzing. And the euphoric feelings are so strong now, you're in another realm. Lights are flashing and you can hear the music, but your mind is jumping. Walking through the crowd while holding his hand, with your breasts and nipples exposed. You've lost all your inhibitions, even smiling at all the couples and many single guys, staring at your shapely breasts. And as you wander through the mass of near-naked people, all bopping away to the music, you notice a sexy 20-something girl with her husband. They're dancing and playing together, and a group of three single guys are surrounding them. And as you watch, the husband invites them to join in, all crowding around him, groping her bottom and breasts as he holds her hands and kisses her on the mouth. He then steps back as the guys move in. One starts kissing her neck as his hand slides down between her legs. Another starts fondling her sexy little breasts from behind, making her moan and close her eyes. The third guy, who is already stroking his exposed cock, moves her hand onto him as he explores her legs and bottom. You both stand and watch for a while. You're still holding his cock and he's still cupping your bottom, casually fingering you from behind. The girl's husband is standing next to you, stroking his own cock as he watches them all play with his wife. It's so erotic, you want to join in. Then stepping forward, he takes her other hand and places it on his cock. There are too many people crowding around them now. So you both walk away with you leading him along by his throbbing erection. It looks far bigger than normal. Reaching down, he caresses your smooth bottom under your dress, trying to feel between your legs. But walking through the crowd makes it a little difficult. You notice some chairs against the wall, and a couple are getting up and walking away. You walk over and sit down. Next to him is a beautiful tall Asian girl with her husband. She looks naked, but then you realize she's wearing a tiny silver G-string. Her beautiful perked breasts with long nipples have tiny elastic bands keeping them erect. And every now and then, you see her pressing her long sexy legs against your partner. And he cannot believe it when you slid down on your knees between his legs, stroking and sucking his cock. Even you're so surprised as it's something you've never done before. Sitting back with his legs wide open, the stunning Asian girl rubs her leg against his again, as she stares down at you, licking and sucking his exposed cock. You're feeling so incredibly hot and horny as the euphoric waves continue, making you want to see him stroking the Asian girl's sexy long legs. But her husband is sitting next to her and also watching. Then you notice, she's also wanking her husband's cock. You feel like he's going to explode in your mouth as you start caressing and squeezing his balls. But then you slow down and ease off, holding it tightly around the base with your hand, watching it throb and jerk in anticipation. He wants you to make him come so bad, but you're enjoying the moment, now staring at the Asian girl wanking her husband's very impressive cock.
Fucking music!
He's slightly bigger than your partner, and you can see, they are also high on ecstasy, like most people in the club. Staring with wide eyes and sliding his hand down between his wife's legs, you hear her sigh as she parts them again, pressing her leg against your partner. Watching him working his hand between her legs, you start sucking his cock again. Reaching down, eases your zip down, exposing your beautiful breasts and nipples. And as he starts caressing them, the couple are staring at you with wide eyes. Suddenly you see her hand on his leg. The Asian girl is stroking his thigh. Looking over at her husband, he's also staring at her hand. Still between her legs and obviously fingering her, he nods at your partner, indicating that it's okay to touch. Placing a hand on her thigh, she lets out a little gasp and closes her eyes.
Music, please.
You are now watching him as he strokes and caresses the Asian girl's legs. The scene is so erotic and tense as the Asian girl moves her hand closer and closer to his cock. But you move your hand away and let the Asian girl take over, wanking him slowly as her husband eases his hand out from between her legs and nods again for your partner to take over. You cannot believe that your partner is playing with another girl and she's playing with his cock. And as he slides his hand down between the Asian girl's legs, she grabs his hand and pulls it into her pussy. She's already wet from her husband's fingering, and as he slips inside, she lets go of his hand and starts to come, jerking and trembling as her husband is wanking frantically, shooting his spunk all over her legs, pulling his hand into her pussy again. He starts fingering her even faster, sending her over the edge yet again. Her husband is fondling her breasts and telling him to do it harder, but she pushes his hand away as it's too sensitive and starts swanking hard and fast. You have
have your hand down your knickers. You also can't believe what is happening. But the Asian girl tells her husband to help you. Reaching forward, he caresses your breasts and slides down to the floor next to you. About to explode, you let him reach down between your legs and slide his hand into your knickers. You take over whacking his cock as he fingers you right in front of your partner. Both of you, watching each other being brought to orgasm by a stranger. And your partner's so worked up, watching the Asian girl's husband fingering you, that he explodes, ejaculating all over the Asian girl's hand. But more than that, the feeling of pleasure with her husband inside your knickers is far beyond anything you've ever experienced before. His cock is pulsating, and jets of spunk are still spurting out like you cannot believe.
What's your secret?
That sets you off as well, kneeling on the floor in front of him with a stranger's hand inside your knickers. Staring up at your partner with big white eyes as he's still fingering the Asian girl. But you're going out of your mind. You're so turned on watching him with his hand between the Asian girl's legs. Easing out, he reaches down to caress your breasts, kissing you passionately as the stranger fingers you deeply, twisting your nipples and making you moan and sigh in his mouth as he takes you over the edge, jerking and squirting all over his hand. You can't control yourself as he makes you come like never before. A while later, you wander into the BDSM play area. And while watching a beautiful slim Indian girl being struck across her bottom with a black leather riding crop, the old guy lashing her occasionally stops, then reaches over to caress her tight red bottom, then slides his hand between her legs, groping and fingering as you watch her moan and squirm. Then you notice the Asian girl from before. She's standing in front of you in her high heels, and you're both staring at her beautiful long legs and smooth bottom. Your partner is also looking, and because you're still high and turned on, you tell him to touch her. He can't even believe what you said, and you feel like you're living in an alternative reality. Because outside of the club, no way would you ever ask him to do anything like that. But tonight everything is different.
I'm still waiting to leave.
Reaching down, he gently cups her bottom. The Asian girl turns her head to see who it is.
Hot looking babe.
But realizing
hot
it's him, she gives him a nervous smile and doesn't push him away. He has a good feel as she lets him continue, even parting her legs to allow him access to her most private parts. But her husband is also watching, smiling at you as he caresses her bottom and gropes between her legs. And because of his heightened state, he was unaware of him standing right next to him. He moves closer and has a wild look on his face. "Did she let you finger her?" he asked, still stroking his cock. Still buzzing and high, your partner just smiles and nods as you both walk away. The venue is packed and getting hard to walk around, but you see a sign saying couples room in the corner. Walking towards the curtained off area, a girl pulls the curtain open and you peer inside. It's too dark to see anything, but the girl tells you, it's couples only and no single guys allowed. You decide to go in and find yourself in a smallish room with benches and chairs around the edge, and large floor cushions all over the floor. It's quite dark and the only light is a small red bulb. But as your eyes adjust to the darkness, you realize that couples are making love everywhere. You see a small area where you can both sit down, so stepping over several couples playing together on the floor. you eventually sit down. But because of the darkness and the ecstasy affecting your vision, you're seeing all kinds of shapes and flashes in the darkness. A stunning girl gets up and walks totally naked across the room, which makes you and your partner start caressing each other again. It's like you can't get enough. Another young couple sit down next to you, watching as you play and indicating that they want to join in. Have fun.
Thank you.